This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of People News Bulletin. Many Chinese websites sell a little bit of everything, including illegal drugs, without fear of much government regulation. Investigation finds that the Macedonia government illegally recorded 670,000 conversations from 20,000 telephone numbers. Australia's policy of trying to divert smuggler boats to Indonesia is gaining opposition. Evidence indicates that Australia is paying smugglers cash in some cases to take the boats and their migrant passengers to other countries. Insurers believe that 6.4 million people would be affected by an adverse ruling by the Supreme Court on Obamacare subsidies. Taylor Swift, likely speaking for many musicians and artists, has criticized the new Apple Music streaming service and its 90-day trial for refusing to pay artists royalties during that period. An annual ranking by the Electronic Frontier Foundation on how tech companies handle data requests from the government put Adobe, Apple, Dropbox, SonicNet, and Yahoo at the top, and AT&T and WhatsApp at the bottom, with Verizon also falling. California, New York, and Florida are among the states that depend on the subsidy for health care the most. The Golden State tops the list with about 1.5 million subscribers, according to data from the Universal Service Administration Company, while the Empire State has just under 1 million. Wyoming and South Dakota have the fewest subscribers. Uber has joined the list of companies that forbid access to anyone carrying a firearm from their cab riding service. In a ranking of 11 countries' healthcare systems by the Commonwealth Fund, the overall ranking runs UK first, Switzerland, Sweden, Australia, Germany and the Netherlands, New Zealand and Norway, France, Canada, and then in 11th place, the United States. We rank 5th in quality, 9th in access, efficiency 11th, equity and healthy lives also last place. Governor Nikki Haley of South Carolina called for the removal of a Confederate battle flag from the state capitol grounds after the suspect in the Charleston church attack was seen brandishing the symbol in widely circulated pictures. 85% are in favor of requiring employers to offer paid sick leave, and 80% support paid sick leave. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.